Don't have anything special.
That's okay.
Yeah.
There's no need to say anything.
No. But I guess, but that is, it seems like, yeah, everything is quite ordinary. So it's just observing whatever's happening. So yeah, I don't have anything. Yeah.
No need to squeeze anything out.
Okay.
No stress.
I started this talking experiment with Alexis, and it was after when I went to sauna, and it was so nice and calm and amazing sauna that I noticed how I'd been feeling really pressure while talking about time. I was so aware that I have only 15 minutes and have to like really, you know, like talk about everything important. As I didn't have so much really to say, so it felt really forced. And it didn't feel so good afterwards. Well, not good. It wasn't not good. It was just like a well, I could tell that I enjoy non-hurried human contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The car feel out to see the detail will load up. Sauna, Rama, to go. It is a serious. Era to Sam, the visual was 7 minutes laupe, the chain to chima, 7 minutes and I'm in laupe, pure loop, pure loop. To say to him, I chima. Cause she a chain, Emma. A colon pure gin zay, net pure canzalo macaumre, a little jarra. And a balloon ale less rope. It is his sheep rope. Sasana to what checked it.
I will be quality come.
Yes, unhurried contact is better quality, is it? Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yesterday I was walking outside. It was a bit cooler. Mm-hmm. And I already noticed wrong effort. So I was just don't be aware, and still I'm aware of something anyways. So I kept going on that sense, and at some point I realized I was walking faster. Like I walk at that normal pace, but
yeah,
even faster. And I realized because I kind of wanted to warm myself up.
Yeah.
And wrong attitude, like those are my, like kind of I'm I don't like the cold. I'm trying to fix the cold, like a little cold. And why am I trying to do that? A thought game, like why am I trying to do that? I can't control the weather. It's just cool. It's today's cool. And but already, sorry, I was saying those are mine. Dosa, but dosa becomes bigger dosa. It was already happening. I was not liking the fact that I'm trying to fix something that I can't fix.
Yeah.
And at some point, the thought came. It's like the weather. It's like cold. Like, I can't fix, like, the dosa mind king. Like, wrong attitude, I can't fix it. Like, why am I hating it? then kind of became, like, better. It was, I felt like I was taken care of.
That sounds like some wisdom came in.
Yeah, that's what happened.
ตัวนี้อ่ะเปลี่ยนตัวเดียวเข้าอะไรตัวมันไอ้เชียนเปียอะเปลี่ยนมาตะบอทาบลุตะบอทาเนี่ยฉี่เลยสรุปเปลี่ยนดีมาแล้วตะติ่งน้ํามันเลยอืมๆไอ้ตะชิ้นตัวเลิกฉี่ได้ทีอืมตัวลั่นช่องเลยว่าแต่ว่าตัวอ่ะช้าลุตัวเมียๆๆๆปูช่องตองตะดิทามิแล้วตัวอ่ะช้าลุเมียๆๆช่องเลยสรุปตัวอ่ะไอ้เราตะบอทามาลุลุอยู่ซะล่ะตะเจ๊ะตะบอทามาจิมามามาตะคัดลี ใช่เมียนๆชอบตัวนุ้ยล่ะมาบ่อะไรญาณละผิดละเนี่ยเออดังแม้ตัวไม่ใช่แต่สิทธิ์ละเมียนเนี่ยไม่ใช่แต่สิทธิ์ละเมียนเนี่ยนอกไปตัวไม่ใช่แต่สิทธิ์กูถ่ําเมียนไล่ตะโลเว้ยโหไม่ไหนหนาวกูต้วนบ่โจษะล่ะลงมาไม่รู้เว้ยสรุปอ่ะละขันไล่တော့สิทธิ์กับเปลี่ยนเอซิซิผิดว่ะเลยแต่แม้ไอ้เราก็เลยตัวดอดะหลุเปียวตะเปียวไอ้ญาณเนเน่ปาละได้ทีเนี่ยลูกตัวเปียวเลย
อืมอี้จิดาไอ้พวกเราเยอะดูโหแล้วไม่คันไหนน่ะไม่ฉี่น่ะไม่ไฉ่ตาเอาจ้ะแล้วดอดะหลุเปียวนะตัวลุติน่ะหลุดตาดอดเนี่ยอืมเออแล้วค่อยๆนั่นแหละเซโรซิสม
every time we do something that's like to adjust something in the moment doesn't always mean that we have aversion. We have to check. Do we have aversion? Or does the mind understand that if we did something, it will, it's a wiser thing. So the mind might actually understand that it's a wise thing to do, like when you're cold, and since if you don't have clothes, extra clothes and all that, walking faster will make you warmer. And there might be the aversion to the cold, but there might also be the right understanding and the right motivation to walk faster to keep the body warm, because you don't just want to keep walking and feeling cold, right? So you actually have to check your mind to see what is the attitude or the motivation at that time. It can be both or one or the other, but you need to see it, not assume it from what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's two parts, right, to the action. It's whether we accept what's happening or not. Mm-hmm. That's just the attitude. And then there's the taking action, whether we take action because of the right attitude or the wrong attitude. So there's two parts
to it.
So meditation is not just like accepting what's happening and just letting it be all the time. It's not like that. He said it's accepting so that you can observe. And then having observed, then recognizing, you know, whether you need to do something wise with this or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there has to still be the right action that follows. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Check in with the tense or relax or with the feelings.
Sure, you can do that. You can check your mental state, how you feel, the thoughts surrounding what's happening. All of them will give you a clue.
And with the talking, I already felt really tight, even like distance away, one yogi just crossing the path and trying to say hi, I already felt tight. but when one yogi was like trying to do something and outside and offering help, like, would you like a hand? That didn't seem tight at all. That was like
more interest. Natural.
Yeah. Interesting to see that.
Yeah. And yogi alankulo tu musega pyo lu ya ma so hello pyo bo no se pho lo do sai de ma tin ne de da mae da ba wa cha cha ta khu ko kunyi pe jin lo ho lo lo ta kunyi pe ya ma la so a ra cha ro da ba wa cha ro sai de ma ma tin u okay
Okay, so I think I want to talk about flies.
About
flies.
Flies, yes.
There are many of them in the dining hall on the sofas.
Oh.
And yesterday in the afternoon, I developed quite intense aversion towards them. And it was really hard to be with that and to try to bring the awareness in and look into that aversion.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we after we had dinner, I went back to the sofas, and then again the same flock of flies came. And they felt more tolerable after the dinner. And then this morning they came to meet me as well, and this time they felt like it was actually nice that they were like walking on my leg. So it was interesting to see the process, like to actually notice this.
This one's a problem. So far, I'm a little. You know, I'm a little. I'm a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a
When
the mind is more accepting, then it's more pleasant. Sometimes when we observe the same event, a type of event over and over again, and we're learning how to observe it and be accepting and observing, and he says then the mind can, with the right attitude, the mind can become less and less reactive.
Okay, and then the last year I studied somatics. And like body mind awareness, we did many body mind awareness practices in that education. And in one session, one of my teachers threw in the question, how can you become aware of what you are not aware of? So I would like to ask you about the what kind of view do you have of
somatic experiencing surat aku. So sa the debi lo the ka IMS ma le kare ma lo pya le. Tu debi lo me go me me bro debi lo tadi tha khai ne taku phit ta o chi chi bro tadi tha khai bari pola le lo tu chi khai ne a lo myo. Ai re ma tu a pya le tu sia le tu taku me de re. Ko
ti da bro lo pya ti ang lo.
ตีละไหนมันแลบ่เนาะอะฉันพยาบาอยู่สิแลเออตีนี่ดาวแล้วเปลี่ยนตีลูกเยตีนี่ดาวเปลี่ยนตีมันตีดาแล้วเปลี่ยนตีละเลยเตะๆတော့မตีဘူးอืมตีပြီဆိုတော့မตีดาวတีပြီဆိုတာဟိုတက်တက်တော့ตีလို့မြင်သူပြီးမှာပဲတတိဝင်လာမှာပဲတီးတူဝင်တီလာမှာပဲတီးတီဟိုတီမှာပဲပြန်တီးတီမှာတေးကြတယ်မတီးတဲ့ချိန်မှာမတီးဘူးတီတော့မှာခုနကမတီးလိုက်ဘူးဆိုတော့ညံသွားကြီးတော့မတီမှာတီးလာ Chera says when you know the awareness, two different things can happen. One is sometimes we...
ติชาเราเปล่าล่ะวะเออเนี่ยถ้าไปมันตะติฐานเนี่ยดูว่าตะติฐานเนี่ยมันติรู้เปล่าตะติรู้สิอืมเปลี่ยนไม่ติเลยบารู้สึกเนี่ยอันนี้อืมเออเนี่ยก็แล้วแหละขาจองตินี่เราติชาล่ะเปลี่ยนไปแล้วติชาติแล้วอ๋อถ้าติ
So he puts it in terms of knowing the awareness. He said when you know the awareness, he says it will be very clear to you. I'm having difficulty again. When the awareness knows, when you're aware of something and you know the awareness, Sierra says, then when you know the awareness, then it can be very clear to you that you know, because the awareness knows something and then you know that the awareness knew something. So then it's very clear that the awareness is present, he said. When the awareness doesn't know properly, then it's also clear to you that there was not clear knowing. But there's another, this thing that he says, as we keep being aware, more and more aware, the awareness starts to become able to pick up things that we weren't aware of before. That's a gradual growing of the awareness's ability.
Thank you.
Everything is going fine, but yes, morning sittings are the easiest. Like, if there is any wisdom in the practice, it's in the morning, and later on it's quite the mind is quite hectic.
Hectic. Busy. So you have many things to do, he said, later on in the day. When you wake up in the morning, the mind is quieter.
Yeah, I should probably have my sittings at home in the morning after this. So.
If you can do that as soon as you wake up in the morning, it's great.
Yeah, and I've had sometimes a bit hard to decide if I should be with my eyes open or closed, and right now I feel like it's better to have them open, because it seems like my sensations in the body gets like too intense if I close my eyes.
Body sensation ก็ Choose whatever is the most comfortable way for you to maintain awareness. Yeah, because it's just how our mind works, right? The mind needs to work optimally. What we do with the body, whether we open eyes or close eyes, does not matter. Eventually we learn to be optimal with both.
Yeah. And finally, I would like to ask, sometimes I get like this very strong urge to like move my body at some direction, move my head, or if I do standing or walking meditation, I might want to like turn my whole body or something like that. What should I do? Should I go with the feeling, or should I?
What the cuddly yodi aji, bimian tanan the cuckoo low light in a city pit, my tying gown you clear like daru, when I shall in a yodi aji alone, the go low lap your daru, alumu, bimian tanan, sit him out, let ye ma light in a
room.
He said, look at that desire to do that. And then decide if it's, and then you check whether it's necessary to move or not. Like, is it is it an essential movement right now? There's an intensity to the desire to do something, to those intentions, and you can see that intensity. And if you watch that intensity continuously, it will reduce. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So a question about greed. So I find that with aversion, it's a little bit easier right now to see it when it's coming, because it has a physical effect. Whereas greed, kind of, for me, got unnoticed until it's actually, I'm right in the middle of it, or it's actually already happened, and so I miss it. And I'm thinking now that we're going to go home and be in our real life, kind of. Do you have any advice for working with and
noticing
noticing greed?
Dodo jaro kwa kana kuma dita re re ko loba jaro ma dita au re takha tele kwa jare phit ne bi takha tele pi daw pi wa bi
ngan
lo a ji loba ko swae wa bi a ra pi ma all loba de ji lo
ta nai.
He says, we just learn from the times that we missed it. And we learn to recognize the signs, and then we will start to notice it earlier. So just be mindful every time. And then as the awareness gets better, it will recognize it earlier.
Now, Dodan and Lova, Lova, I will be a single one more. Now, Mielamian, it's what? Tema, Mielamian.
Between greed and anger, Sarah says greed is definitely harder to notice. It's there all the time, usually, quite unnoticed by us. Aversion isn't as persistent or subconscious, and it's more obvious, you know, and it's unpleasant. So, you know, we don't really want it there. So. But greed's like our partner in crime most of the time. It's help, you know, giving us the things we want, and it's wanting the things, you know, that it makes us want. So it's like a habit of the mind. It's harder to notice. There's a Burmese yogi who, you know, faced with the schedule, and, you know, with Sero's, you know, instruction that you should, you know why you're doing something. So he kept watching while he was doing it. He said everything he did because he wanted to do it. He was always, So the
greed.
So greed's been with us for a very long time. It works with the mind for so many things, and so we don't really notice it's in operation unless it's very gross, or, you know, it has a more unpleasant flavor when it's much more insistent, or strong.
Mm. Yeah, I find that it can be quite pleasant, so you kind of enjoy it, and then you start realizing, like, thinking about it intellectually, but then it's already happened. So is it beneficial to think about and learn from something that's already happened?
Just start being mindful from
it.
If you catch it in the middle, start from there, he says. But if it's over, then stay present with the awareness. If you're thinking about it, know that you're thinking about it.
Thank you.
The practice itself, I think it's going quite well, and this retreat has really helped me and deepened the idea of what is being relaxed, which has been very helpful. Another thing what has been very important here is to understand more about this relationship
between the mind and the object. I didn't see it so deeply at all before. You know, yesterday, funny thing happened. You remember maybe because I came into this hall and there was another discussion going on and I thought it's okay to come here and so on, but you said that it's not allowed because I'm not a member of the group.
Yeah, because another yogi already asked me and I said no already.
Yes, but my first reaction was that, oh no, I'm stupid and, you know, that I'm arrogant or something. But it very quickly something happened and I realized that, hey, this is what we have been talking here. This is what we have been practicing this week. So I felt like I could use the idea of my mind is having the object here and I don't have to have an emotion because there were no anything like bad intention or whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that was very small thing, but it was encouraging. So thank you for all the teaching. And
So yesterday was very strange day for me. And it started, and I really like to hear what happened because I'm not sure what happened. After sitting at 10 o'clock, I got up. So I felt that I'm like in a strange, very strange state of mind. That everything was so clear. Everything was, I heard, I saw, I feeling everything. I got very slow. I could stop in the motion. And it lasted about 3 hours until dishes, we were making lunch.
Could you also do fast? You said you got very slow. Could you also be fast and stay in that state?
No, all 3 hours. 3 hours I was in this state somehow. And I was going around and doing things. And I was like in a different kind of world. And it was very strange, like some drug or something.
Like the awareness knew everything.
Yes. But it was so strong. So I was was not afraid, but it was pleasant. But it was also...
not the usual.
Yes, I was thinking, what is happening with me? What is this? And then we were washing dishes. I forgot it, yeah? And after that, yesterday I was like, it was gone, I had a different way of awareness. It was easy, and it was easy to call it back, come here, and and so on. But it was very light. Yes. So this strong, strange
state
didn't go on all the day. But I was different. Today, it's quite the same, that it's easier than the first days. I had a difficult struggle. Now I don't need to struggle. I take it easy. But I feel quite normal.
Yes, and so the awareness is still there.
What?
The awareness
is there, but it's faint. It's, and I can lost in my thoughts, but it's easy to ask it come to back.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but I just wonder what happened to me that morning.
To the dear Shen Yawara, to Tainani, Talarichima, ตะเดียวอกลงตีนี่แหละตีๆๆๆอะตะอะตะเมียวอีผิดเนี่ยตูตะคามาไม่จองรู้တော့ต้องไหนควဲหลอกไอ้หลูမျိုးผิดเนี่ยแหละตัวไอ้อ่ะอายุนั้นอกลงตีตีตีแบบผิดเนี่ยตอตลอดเปลี่ยนทันเนี่ยแหละอันเพลซันไม่ผิดอูแหละเพลซันผิดมาแหละแต่ว่าทุซั่นเนี่ยแหละปกติมันไม่สเตรนจ์ผิดอ่ะวะทุซั่นเนี่ยวะตูตามไม่ว่าเออปกติเซฟตัวเวียวะซัดลงมาไปจ่าเป็ดตัวเนี่ยอะปิ๊ดตะดิเปลี่ยนคอมเมนต์
คอมเมนต์หลุดไตล้วยๆเลยคอมเมนต์หลุดไตล้วยๆเลยตัวป้อๆเลยดีโลเว้ยตีจินาตีลุยอ่ะแล้วมันนี่อ่ะเนาะเซตเพราะอเชิงเนี่ยชื่อนี่ดีนี่จ้ะเราป้อมันลุผิดตัวไปเนี่ยโหอตวยเนี่ยมาเหมียวเหมียวมั้ยดาใบแม้ตะดิเปลี่ยนท่ามาส่วนไอ้ไตล้วยไปเนี่ยล้วยๆเลี้ยงเปลี่ยนขันซะล้วยๆเลี้ยงเปลี่ยนผิดตัวอลิจินลุไปบ่ไอ้อเชิงยะต้องลุไปไอ้ตัวนอกตูติอ้าแท้เนี่ยมันลุ
Awareness gained momentum. There was a lot of momentum and it was doing its own work quite and seen very clearly. And he says the more you can experience those states, the more you find the aftermath, you know, where it's very easy to bring awareness in as a consequence of that momentum. As the momentum fades, it still is very easy to stay aware because the momentum is still there, just at a less strong pace. It's like when you're running, like if you're cycling really fast, and as the, you know, at first the speed is quite strong when you stop pedaling, and then slowly it fades, you know?
So it's okay.
Good.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, of course it's okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I said that I was not afraid, but I thought that something wrong.
It's just strange because it's not how we usually experience the world. Yeah, when it becomes upside down like that, Seattle's, then you know, you start to see, you know, how much easier it is to just be aware that way. It frees the mind a lot, and then you want to stay, you know, you want to keep practicing so that
yeah
you can
okay. Thank you.
Well, my question was more or less answered by this temperature problem. how to react.
Yeah.
But it was quite a simple case, so it's easy to think that, easy to figure out, but there is this acceptance, the problem of acceptance,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, there should be some wisdom. I mean, you accept, you see, you are aware of something and you accept it, but then you should, but there is something still needs to be done, and there should be some wisdom. I mean, like let's take a concrete example. Today there was this announcement that there is this free discussion possibility outside there. So I started to feel immediately sort of totally helpless. So what is this all about? How am I going to deal with this situation? And I was aware of it. But there is a possibility to accept it, and basically just I don't want to have anything to do with it. It's too complicated. I just withdraw from it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think it's necessarily wise thing to do.
Mm.
But there is this problem of, I mean, one can develop acceptance to quite high degrees, basically. But there should be some wisdom to navigate also. But, well, I don't know if there's, well.
Oh, we will wait. So, we're going to temperature jump your at what? Oh, to appear ya warer. Below react lo am le so since I below react lo am the below ti am le
no lo ha tu a du ya tik na ma le machine wa ni ma
no tu a
set lo a le lo tik na lo a
yeah maybe a ra pi lo tu a pyo le tu di ne saka pyo lo ya le so sai ka twin ne le saka ma pyo chin u le pi lo tu a sin sa ya da o lak khan lo ya le de pi lo lak khan pi lo tu ma pa u paw de ba so saka pyo a me mho le
de ni pyo chin le pyo ma pyo chin le
ya sa la ko a lak khan na a tai da ta khu thi pi lo Accept the situation and then we decide how we will be in it, right? That's a separate thing. Seattle tries to, you know, give us some days to practice a little bit of speaking meditation, because he says speaking is what we do a lot at home, and we do want to try to cultivate mindfulness while speaking because it's a very useful skill. And in the Satipatthana Sutta, the instruction is specific. When silent, know that you are silent. When speaking, know that you're speaking. But then usually we don't get to, unless it's a, you know, like an inside dialogue retreat, which we have nowadays. Other than that, we don't really get to practice speaking on retreat. So mostly we are just on noble silent retreats, you know, and not practicing.
It was just an example of basically probably wrong understanding of acceptance. But it was like it was said there, it doesn't mean that acceptance means passivity in the face of acknowledging something.
That's right,
yeah. Okay.
Doesn't mean we become a doormat. Yes.
Well, nothing special.
Yes.
I wake up, take my morning coffee, go to meditation hall. Morning walk, see people, hear people, even smell people.
Even smile at people?
A smell.
Smell people, And then, oh yeah.
Yes.
And there was a lot of things in my mind, but I already forget them. But I think I have a lot of confidence of my practicing.
That's good, the other says. When we faith in the practice is, you know, sometimes a result of right practice, it, when we understand more, we have more faith in the practice.
And I found out that loud voices has been difficult for me. I have to leave the room.
Still, no. You still have to do that now?
In the dining room where is
Atani Jai into Lemakana into a kang and a tret.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he knows a lot of yogis have that reaction to noise, he said.
There's a
yogi who was meditating in the meditation hall in his teacher's center. And the Dhamma hall had doors on the side. There's doors in the back where you come in, and then there's doors on the side where it goes out. And one side of the doors it opens onto a small road that goes out into the village. And there were stray dogs in the village, and, you know, people could freely come into the monastery. And two dogs started fighting outside the door, and they are really loud when they fight. Very loud. And the yogi was like, oh my God, the dogs are so loud. And then he was like, oh, but they're dogs, that's what they do. You know, he can't stop them. So he just went back to meditating, even though it was noisy. He just went back to his breath or whatever. And then after a while, the dogs settled, and then a troop of children came along through, and then they started playing outside the door. And they were making a lot of noise. He got irritated again. Where are the parents? Aren't they going home? What are they doing after school?
You know? Yeah?
But they're not as noisy as the dogs. It's still irritating. And he's like, well... And then, and much more, much longer train of thought, because he's like, aren't that, you know, who's looking after these children? Why are they still here? You know, they shouldn't be here, etc. And then after some time thinking, well, they're just children, you know, so, well, let them be. And then he accepted and he sat there and he continued meditating. And then the children went away. And then after a while, he heard two ladies whispering in the back of the Dhamma hall. Now, this was not loud at all. And this time, he couldn't bear it. He got up and went and scolded them. What are you doing talking in the Dhamma hall? You know, so it's not the loud, the noise level. It's our attitude to our judgment of what the sound and represents for us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Thank you very much.